says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in here on this Sunday following Thanksgiving. You're tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report. It's November 27th, 2016, and we will be together for 3 hours. Here, so lots of time to take your calls and talk about anything you want to talk about. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And it's funny, it's a live show, but you know, even recorded shows sometimes say this is a live show. And I guess when this show is rebroadcast, it's no longer live, so how do you establish that it's really live? There's probably some way to do that. Time of day. I guess time of day would be a good one. So here it is. It's 3:02 Eastern time right now, East Coast time, here on November 27th. We are live. And with us is George in Maryland, our faithful sidekick. George, thank you for being here.
Thanks, James. All right, there will be three things I hope we bring up today. I want to say a few things about school choice and charter schools later in the show. Number two is Trump has won the election. Why don't we feel better than we do? And, of course, a lot of things on our mind is the famous Jill Swine has decided to try to hijack the election. And boy, does that make me warm on the inside.
Yeah. We might start with that topic right there. And, yeah, I have some thoughts on that, too. And let's check in now. Our other faithful sidekick on this show is Paul Fromm from Canada. And the three of us, we all meet up here. It's kind of good evidence that the show is live. We meet up right here on the air with you. So, engineer, let me know if Paul Fromm comes into the conversation. Speaking of that Jill Stein question, George, I like to see opportunities here in some of the things that are going on, and observing and appreciating Donald Trump as the incredibly brilliant tactician that he is. Jill Stein may be opening the door for Trump to actually. People are going to be so pissed that, and now Hillary joining in, not accepting an election that wore everybody out, that these two whiners trying to undermine the election may anger people in such a way as to make it easier for Donald Trump to be more aggressive in his first 100 days program.
You're all over it like white on rice, James. America does not want what these two whiners want. Even the other side is saying, will you two ladies just shut up and go away? You lost.
Yeah. So he may be able to, one of the things, and I think this is brilliant also. I know as I wave the pom-poms for Donald Trump, anyone out there that wants to say Kelso is a cheerleader for Trump, be my guest. I am. Okay. But the but it's based on some intelligence. I think there's good reason. I think I was just talking with the family members, and I was discussing with them, as I do with everyone. I think that Donald Trump is the best thing that's happened to any of us in a long time. The in his first 100 days program, Donald Trump, as an opening gambit, he has done a lot of Mr. Nice Guy, and he's really good at that. He did it during the primaries. This is not a change of anything. Donald Trump was Mr. Nice Guy when he needed to be, even in the primaries. So he would compliment people. He would, if you recall, he was complimenting Marco Rubio at times. After he pounded on Rubio, he would compliment him. And he had nice things to say about Reince Priebus regularly during the primaries. And I think actually it was justified at that time. He even said nice things about Paul Ryan. He said nice things about, well, he's really good at it. He is the greatest master of the art of the deal any of us will ever encounter. And part of the art of the deal is you really don't want to make enemies of everybody. That's not how you get the deal. Donald Trump understands it's getting the deal, close the deal. And if you can make the guy that you're dealing with think that he's winning, hey, great. The guy walked out of the room thinking he won on that deal. That's fine. So Donald Trump does some of that. And I think he was, you know, he's doing some of that. The Jill Stein and the Hillary Clinton gambit might make it less necessary for him to do as much Mr. Nice Guy in the first 100 days or the first year, because people may be so fed up. They said, okay, look, okay, fine, good. Dispense with the Mr. Nice Guy stuff. You don't need to tell us that these guys are nice or that, you know, you had a good conversation with this guy. Let's just plow into the agenda. Let's get busy. So then also, George, you know, talking about the likelihood of the Stein-Clinton subterfuge here of calling the election into question. The only thing that's in question about the election, of course, is the cheating that the Democratic Party we know to do routinely and massively. So this is pretty darn weird having these people, well, Hillary especially, saying, well, I want to audit the election to make sure it's honest. Boy, is that is that weird. So the recount may actually uncover a bunch of Democratic fraud. It's possible. I don't think there's much reason to worry that the you know, that the results would change. I believe they would have to change for Donald Trump to lose the election. He would have to lose Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And the odds
are
that.
It's very interesting. Why are we ignoring the other 47 states there, ladies? Nothing wrong there. Nothing to see there, folks. Keep on walking. Keep on walking.
Right. That's one aspect of this that's very rotten, is that if such a thing, well, I don't think I even want to go there. You know, supposing that, but let's do it. Suppose that through Democratic criminality, they find another 100,000 votes in Philadelphia for Hillary Clinton. When you go look at the results in Philadelphia, and you'll see that Donald Trump lost Philadelphia by about 400,000 votes. It's unbelievable how much the Democrats just railroaded and rammed the vote in Philadelphia. He took Pennsylvania, and the only other place that Trump lost was in downtown Pittsburgh. And he lost like about 100,000 votes there. But let's say that by outright Lyndon Baines Johnson-style criminality, they actually found 100,000, I think they actually need to find something like 50,000 more votes for Hillary in Pennsylvania. Well, just what you talked about, George, and let's say they did the same thing in Wisconsin and the same thing in Michigan, which are less of a steep hill to climb. Michigan, very small lead, like 10,000 for Trump. Wisconsin, something like 27,000 lead for Trump. If those states were stolen on the basis of criminality like that, yes, the cry would go up. Well, okay, what about the other 47 states? We didn't take a look at the other 47 states. And, of course, the deadlines for recounts would have passed in all of those states by then. So we'd be in a fine fix then, wouldn't we? because nobody would accept, you know, any result like that. And we would be in a true, you know, sort of civil war situation here in America. But anyway, I believe that the recount, there's not much time for the recount. I think December 18th is the deadline for the recount in Michigan, I think it is, or Wisconsin. That'll be upon us very, very shortly. Let's go. We'll talk more about that.
One more, James. Where the hell is Reince Priebus? Hello, Reince Priebus. I thought you were the Wisconsin guy. You make things happen in Wisconsin, Mr. Crispies. How come we haven't already said there will be no recount in Wisconsin?
Yes.
The GOP... Well, okay. The fancy governor of Wisconsin and the fancy Reince Priebus. How come this thing hasn't already been canned, thrown down the memory hole, and saying there will be no recount in Wisconsin?
Well, anybody out there in the audience who can correct my understanding is that any candidate under the law in these three states, is entitled within a certain time period to ask for a recount. They don't have to show any indication of fraud. They simply have the right to ask for a recount. They have to pay for it. It costs several million dollars, but Jill Stein is rolling in money because of all the George Soros types and all the nasty Democrats, of course, she'll probably raise $20 million.
All right, James, we'll go there. Why is Ms. Stein a candidate at all? She would be attracting Hillary candidates. Why? Again, I ask you, why? And it looks to me like this is why. If Hillary loses, then you have Jill Stein with all her friends and relatives and money going, I'll do the one to ask for the recall, because if Hillary asks for a recall, everyone will laugh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jill. We are so happy that you're such a fine American.
That's an interesting possibility. I had not thought of that. Jill Stein was the Green Party candidate last time around, and that's an interesting hypothesis. Let's listen to a little bit on another hot story. This is from today's news coverage here on CNN, of all places. We'll hear from Mike Huckabee, and we'll hear from Newt Gingrich, and we'll hear from Kellyanne Conway here, just a short segment I'm going to play for you. This is today's news.
But inside the highest echelons of the Trump transition, the fight has gone public to influence the president-elect's pick for Secretary of State. After a reported positive meeting with Mitt Romney, conservatives balked going public with their protests.
I can think of 20 other people who would be more naturally compatible with the Trump vision of foreign policy.
Right. He attacked him on a personal level about his character, integrity, his honor.
So will any of this sway Donald Trump? Joining me now is Trump's senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne, thanks for joining me. I just want to start with what you just heard from Newt Gingrich and Mike Huckabee, both going public against Mitt Romney for Secretary of State. You seem to join in as well. You tweeted, receiving deluge of social media and private comms, Romney, some Trump loyalists warn against Romney as Secretary of State. Do you think Mitt Romney could be a loyal Secretary of State for Donald Trump?
I would hope so, because that's the first job of any Secretary of State done, is to support and work directly for and advise the president for whom you work. I felt compelled to mention it because it's just breathtaking in scope and intensity, the type of messages I've received from all over the country. And I'm just me. I'm not Donald Trump. And so just as his former campaign manager, the number of people who feel betrayed to think that Governor Romney would get the most prominent cabinet post after he went so far out of his way to hurt Donald Trump. There was the Never Trump movement, and then there was Mitt Romney. He gave speeches against Donald Trump. He attacked his character. I never heard Governor Romney come out and say, hey, you know, I have a problem with X, Y, and Z, but that 25 million job creation plan over the next 10 years is really something to look at. The fact that you'll reduce the capital gains tax and the tax on employers and businesses, or you'll unleash energy investment, or you have a 10-point plan to reform the Veterans Administration, none of that was ever said. And his, I mean, the Romney consultants were the worst to all of us, including Mr. Trump. Their Twitter feeds were a complete 100% anti-Trump screed. And look, if President-elect Trump chooses Mitt Romney as his Secretary of State, or whomever he chooses, that will have the full support and backing of all of us. I respect the brilliance and judgment and sheer instincts of President-elect Trump to form his cabinet as he wishes, but I felt compelled to come forward on behalf of the people who were weighing in.
Absolutely. We know that you have been supportive of President-elect Trump and his decisions, but it really sounds like you personally, it's not just that you have been receiving criticism and concerns about Mitt Romney, that you personally have concerns about a potential Secretary of State Mitt Romney for Donald Trump.
Uh-oh. Well, it's what I'm not sure that my personal concerns matter.
But am I wrong to say that?
Decision rests with one man. And no, you're not wrong to say that, because Governor Romney went out of his way. I also just think that it's Donald Trump who's shown that he has political instincts. You know, Governor Romney ran for the same office 4 years ago and lost spectacularly. It's Donald Trump who just won 306 electoral votes, won states like Michigan. Mitt Romney lost Michigan by 10 points. Donald Trump just won it. Donald Trump won Wisconsin for the first time since 1984, won Pennsylvania, won Florida, won Iowa, won Ohio, all these states that were elusive to the last couple of nominees. And the other thing is, Dana, I know there are other candidates being considered apart from the ones that are just being covered more commonly in the media. But apart from that, Governor Romney in the last 4 years, I mean, has he been around the globe doing something on behalf of the United States of which we're unaware? Did he go and intervene in Syria where they're having a massive humanitarian crisis? Meaning, when I say intervene, like offer to help, has he been helpful to Mr. Netanyahu? In other words, I'm all for party unity, but I'm not sure that we have to pay for that with the Secretary of State position. But again, let me repeat, what Donald Trump decides, Kellyanne Conway and everybody else will respect. It's just the backlash from the grassroots. I'm hearing from people who say, hey, my parents died penniless, but I gave $216 to Donald Trump's campaign and I would feel betrayed. You have people saying, I thought we got rid of this type. I'm just saying that we don't even know if Mitt Romney voted for Donald Trump. He put Evan McMullen up in Utah. And so I think there are concerns that those of us who are loyal have, and you want a Secretary of State who's loyal to the president, Kelly, and loyal to the president's vision of the world.
It's pretty clear how you feel about that. I want to move Secretary, but in
hey, George, that was pretty good.
Fascinating stuff. What wild times we live in. I wish it weren't so. I wish he were offering Mitt Romney a one-way ticket to Bangladesh and stay there.
Yeah. Now, folks,
we're all going to get behind Mr. Trump's pick.
Yeah, that was really choice, folks. I'm sure you heard it as well as I did. But Kellyanne Conway, who's a tremendously loyal campaign manager, now former campaign manager, of course, because the campaign's over. She's very close to Donald Trump and very important in the campaign. And what you just heard her do there, that's about as far as you could stick your neck out. There were some key silences in there, some pauses, and you know it was very clear that Kellyanne Conway is biting her lip. Please, please, not Mitt Romney.
And, interesting to see. I'm pretty damn disappointed with his education pick. Maybe we'll talk about that. But come on, Don. All right, we'll say it. Anyone but Mitt. Pick Captain Kangaroo. You know, Eddie Murphy, pick a baseball player, pick me, right. Anything.
Now, one thing that may be going on is that there's a parade of people being interviewed for a number of positions. And one of the things that you do when you interview people for something is you gain something, which we'll talk about right after this break. It'll be a good time to call in if you'd like to. Stay tuned.
Sky, tongue tied and twisting, just are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired.
We're back, folks. Sick and tired. You are tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. With us is George. Paul Frum's not here yet. And we welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. On the subject of the Electoral College session that's coming up on December 19th, there's an interesting article on Matt Drudge. The Drudge Report continues to be so outstanding. This is on the WorldNet Daily website, and the title is "Electoral Voters, Electors, Deluged with Death Threats in Multiple States." Wow. The story reads, one of Michigan's 16 electors who will be called upon to cast a vote validating the election of Donald Trump in the Electoral College has testified on video that he and others in the state are receiving dozens and dozens of death threats, unquote, from Hillary Clinton supporters urging them to switch their votes to Clinton. On December 19th, the Electoral College will convene to cast their votes for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, with each state's electors pledged to vote for the candidate elected on November 8th in their state. But more than a dozen states have no laws making it illegal for the election, for the electors, to change their vote, while others have only a minor penalty, such as a fine for doing so. If Clinton's supporters can get enough of the 163 electors from states where Trump both won and votes can be legally switched on December 19th, Hillary Clinton becomes the next president of the United States. And the continues. Michael Benarian, 22, of Oakland County, Michigan, is one of that state's 16 official electors who will meet in the state capital of Lansing on December 19th to cast their votes for Trump. He told the Detroit News Thursday he has received threatening emails, lots of them, from people telling him to vote for Democrat Clinton instead of the GOP victor he has pledged to support. Trump won Michigan's popular vote and should be able to count on the 16 electoral votes in that state. And here's a, let me see if I can't play this right now. Here is that elector, and this may come up for me here. Let me try playing it. Take a chance here. See what comes up. The article continues, but Clinton supporters have deluged Benarian and other GOP electors. Here he is.
A presidential elector for Michigan for the 2016 election. I think I became an elector for Trump because I wanted to send a couple of messages. I wanted to, one, send the message that the Republican Party is the party for the next generation of Americans. There's this false perception that Republicans are all old, rich white people, which just is not the case. So I wanted to send that message home. Well, I think the system to me is the parameters that were set in place in our Constitution by our founders, specifically in this case, the electoral process. I think that the Electoral College, how the states are really focused on in these elections, it's not a federal election, these are state-held elections. That kind of a system is something that I believe in. I think it's what's made America stand out and what's made every American have the opportunity to have a voice. So I think that there's been varied messages. Obviously, you have the Republicans, the Trump supporters that have sent a lot of well wishes, not just because I'm an elector and we won Michigan, but because as youth chair for the party, me, but largely the paid staff for the Michigan Republican Party put a ton of work into this election. And, you know, we're able to pull it off in Michigan for Trump. So I think there was a lot of well wishes and things like that on Facebook. But as an elector, I received a lot of angry messages from Americans that in many ways, frankly, don't understand my role as an elector and the election process. I've received a lot of death threats, and I've received, you know, a lot of criticism for supporting God.
Well, there he is. Pretty cheerful guy about getting death threats. We'll talk about it right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for joining us here on Sunday, November 27th. And, boy, what's the countdown? You're the best at these countdowns, George. What's the countdown to Inauguration Day? It's
50 days now.
50 days. Nice. Huh. We'll all be able to say President Trump. We can forget about Barack Hussein Obama. Who knows what will happen to him? He's apparently bought a very fancy home in the Washington, D.C. area, and probably like those deals that Chelsea Clinton got where she finds herself living in a very fancy multi-mega-million-dollar home loaned or gifted to her. And these people, money is lavished on these insiders. I love Donald Trump's approach. I'm not even going to take a paycheck after spending, you know, approaching $100 million on.
Oh, James, I remember when this guy named Ron Paul said, I'm not going to accept a paycheck for being president. And they rained fire and brimstone in his head going, how can you say such a thing? That implies all kinds of corruption that you won't even accept to be paid. So good for Donald Trump.
And I do want to hear from Ron Paul. I mean, I'd like to get Ron Paul involved. And
I agree with you, James. He should be the next Secretary of the Treasury. Or better yet, appoint him as head of the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board.
Yes. And what I do think is happening, folks, now this, you know, this is just me thinking this out loud. I think with some of these interviews that Donald Trump is doing, he is engaging in the art of the deal. That is, he is, you know, talking with people, and that's flattering to people. And that can be disarming to people. And Donald Trump doesn't want a whole bunch of enemies. Whatever much of a snake Mitt Romney is, it'd be nice to neutralize that snake. Be nice to calm him down a little bit.
I might have Mitt Romney theory too. And it, I mean, Mitt is the ultimate snake. So he tried to kill Donald Trump, tried to chop his head off. Now he's having face-to-face meetings with him. Very interesting. It's sort of like Stalin inviting Beria into his chambers or some of his, I don't know.
I think it's
inconceivable he could make Romney in charge of anything.
Right. Well, I think it's very Trumpian. I like what Pat Buchanan said about Donald Trump. We find ourselves in uncharted waters. Everything about the Trump administration is uncharted waters. I think this is very Trumpian for Donald Trump to be willing to meet with anybody. We were all quite surprised. I was. Right in the middle of the primaries, Donald Trump flies down to Mexico and meets with the president of Mexico. What a bold move.
Well, yeah, we like these. I mean, who's a better master at humiliating his enemies? That's what it is. I mean, if he's bringing Mitt in, saying, hi, let's have some tea, and after it's all over, he appoints someone else. The ultimate humiliation. He flies down to Mexico, makes nice with the guy who's about to chop his feet off.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you want for a leader. I look forward to more leadership like that.
Yeah. But that was such a bold move to meet with the president of Mexico. Nobody expected that. It really just yanked the rug out from under Hillary Clinton and the Republican opposition. Brilliant and very successful. So that's what Donald Trump does. So meeting with Mitt Romney, surprising. And Donald Trump has no problem being, he's the hardest hitting guy. When, you know, he tells Jeb Bush that he has low energy, or the thing that got to Mitt Romney, one of the things was he repeatedly called Mitt Romney a choke artist, if you recall, a choke artist. And he really took some nice solid swings at Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney probably has a big fat ego. That's the way he seems to me. He doesn't seem like a humble man at all.
You're correct, James.
And,
you got that one right.
He decided to go personal. Mitt Romney decided, I'm gonna personally go to war with Donald Trump. I think the Bush family had the same reaction. I think they're the same kind of people that they would actually care more about their own egos than their nation or their people. So, you know, that's why we heard from George Herbert Walker Bush that he was going to vote for Clinton. Can you believe that? A Republican.
Yeah, I absolutely can believe it. This is a skull and bones satanic person. You think he voted for Clinton? I think so.
And
he may have voted for Jill Swine, but he'll never tell us.
Yeah. And we never found out who George Bush voted for, George Walker Bush Jr. And, you know, what an amazing, amazing thing to have these three, two presidents and a presidential candidate, viscerally opposing Donald Trump, and still the Trump train rolls on. Really an amazing thing. Now on this question of the Democratic modus operandi, which is threats, I've got another article I'll bring up here with Nigel Farage talking about that in just a second. But before I make him wait any longer, we have our very loyal listener, Bill in Wisconsin, on the phone. Bill, tell us what your thoughts are.
You got me on there?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air, Bill.
How you doing, guys?
Well,
I'm nervous.
Doing great. We want to hear the Wisconsinian take.
Well, I'm nervous, okay? Now, why am I nervous? Because Hillary Clinton stole the nomination from Bernie, okay? And no one really came out and said that except for those of us that were following this closely. None of the prostitutes and the correspondents had anything to say about that. Oh, shucks, he lost. And now he's supporting Hillary. Well, you've got to realize that it's not just the art of the deal that we have to read and be aware of. We also have to read Sun Tzu and know our enemy, okay? And we could have predicted that they would pull this type of thing, and it's not over till it's over, okay? We're in a war. We're in literally a war for civilization, a war for our country, a war for our faith. All of this is on the line right now. So, you know, the news media is not making too much out of this. Well, they're going to count the votes. But it is possible that they will come forward and steal what is rightfully ours. What Trump should have done after the election was have in preparation the same deal in states like Nevada, Arizona, okay, some of the Minnesota, some of the other close ones that Hillary won. We should have been ready and maybe even demanded a recount or had, you know, some other party come forward like Ms. Swine is doing now. So that's my take. I am nervous, okay? I am apprehensive. I am thinking that these people have unlimited gall, unlimited abuse for the American public. We deplorables have to stick together here. And as far as Mitt Romney, I would like to see him be rejected. That would be good, James. That would be good. That would be slap in the face. But this whole idea of trotting some of these neocons, man, Mitt Romney was terrible in the last time. He was ready to go to war the first day if he'd have won. You know, yeah. In 2012.
Yeah, and, maybe.
It just wouldn't have been a good situation. So we don't want him in there because he said bad things about Trump. That's bad enough. But we don't want him in there because, you know, he's a warmonger.
Yes, you're right. The, you know, now maybe I'm getting too clever here in thinking how subtle the Trump strategy may be. But if Trump rejects Romney, it sort of in this light, well, gee, I've had a tidal wave, as Kellyanne Conway, you know, she says there's a tidal wave of opposition.
I'm sure of it.
You know, and Trump just says, you know, gee, sorry, Mitt, I tried, but, you know, people just don't want you, buddy. That's actually more powerful than I don't want you. It's more powerful. So that would be a bigger slapdown, a bigger smackdown of Mitt Romney if there is just a tidal wave of Republican outrage that we do not want this guy anywhere near the White House or the State Department. So, again, I'm with Roger Stone when I think about Donald Trump. The man is such a genius. I'm very reluctant to, you know, think I can second-guess him or I've got a better idea than he's got. Bill, let me share with you, and we've got another caller coming in after you, Bill, Dave in Nevada. Hang on there, Dave. Let me
stay on here, not as a guest, but as a listener, so I don't run up these $500 phone bills.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying, that when you're listening on the phone.
Yeah, and the 800 number.
Now, I'll tell you what you can do. You know, there is a call-in number that is not the call-in. There is a listen number. Let me get that for you right now. The engineer may put it on the screen before I can type it fast enough. But go to, you know, republicbroadcasting.org, and you will see. Watch, the engineer's going to beat me. Yeah, he did. He's always faster than I am. It's six. You got a pen handy there, Bill?
I know what it is. 605-562-5111.
Yeah, are you on that number?
I'm telling you that I'm getting bills from a company that promised me unlimited long-distance calling. $500.
Well, okay, that's a raw deal for you. That's generally not happening, but we'll pay attention to that. We'll monitor that. The, are you able to listen to the show just on your computer?
I don't have control of the computer. The wife does for the business, and that's okay. It. This is my connection to the outside world.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
I got you right now. On a cordless phone, landline, and, this is how I'm doing it. And I listen to a lot of other shows, Michael Rivero, sometimes Dr. Deagle, you know, sometimes Alex Jones.
Right.
So I'm listening all the time. I can carry it around and do other things, but, I can't be taking these... I wrote them and told them I'm going to challenge it with the consumer protection here in Wisconsin. Yep.
Well, for Christmas, we're going to get you a better phone plan, because most phone plans are much better than that. But just a thought here, Bill. We have, I don't know whether it's four or five lines. That's all we have. So when somebody is on a line, then they. You know, a lot of people try to call in and can't get in because all four or five lines are taken. So you don't actually want to sit on a line because it knocks some caller off. So that's just a thought there. That's up to you. But anyway, did you have any other thought before we go to David?
Yeah, one thing on this education secretary pushing the charter schools. Mitzi from Florida brought up good information about charter schools. But on Rick Adams, he gets a guy on there, Art from Philly. I think his website is nocorruption.com or something like that. Art from Philly. But he shows the connection between the Annenbergs and the Jewish Mafia to the charter school programs, where they want all of the money that's going to local schools. Now, I know the local schools are bad, but at least, you know, there is an outside shot that you can control it on a local level versus the Jewish Mafia taking over the charter schools.
Okay, I'll talk about Betsy DeVos and the education and the Trump program on Common Core and education. I'll talk about that right after we listen to Dave in Nevada. Thanks, Bill.
All right, bye.
Thank you, my friend. Before we go to Dave, let me just say this about that. As Richard Nixon used to say, he'd always say, let me say this about that. the Donald Trump program, as far as... education, secondary school education is concerned, primary school, is wonderful. He is very clear in what he wants to do. I don't think who is the education secretary is going to make an ounce's worth of difference. The Trump program is simple. He wants local education, local. In other words, whoever is secretary of education in Washington isn't going to be determining what your kids study in your town. It's going back to your town the way it was when George and I were kids. It wasn't – the federal government had nothing to do. Well, I'm a little older than George, but –
Well, I hope you're right, James, and I'm going to let Dave get it first. But later in the show, I'll give a little expose about charter schools and their unbelievable corruption and Jeb Bush and some other things, and what real choice is all about, and some from personal experience.
Okay, this is going to be interesting. The and another thing that Donald Trump made very, very clear, you know, every time he said the wall, we're going to build the wall. Every time he said Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Every time he said that, he also said Common Core is going out the window. So that whole program, which is based in Washington, D.C., and which subordinates, it subordinates local to federal, Donald Trump, it doesn't matter who the Secretary of Education is, that's gone. We'll go back to Dave in Nevada right after this break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children.
We're back.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And we've got Dave in Nevada on the line. Dave, you're with us. What's on your mind? Come in, Dave.
Can you hear me?
Sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to comment a little bit about the speculation about about Donald's picks for his cabinet, that there's a lot of speculation going on, and it's going to continue. But the only thing that's going to stop it is Donald himself once he makes that pick. So we're not going to know until it actually happens. But I do believe that Donald Trump has a method to his madness, so to speak, because I've read some of his books, and if you read his books, you will understand his mind a lot better. Donald Trump does not mind meeting with people who are not his friends, who are his enemies, and he actually likes it. Because what he likes to do is he likes to listen to a lot of people BS, and he'll sit there, and what he says is that he'll listen to people talk for as long as they want to. Because what he'll do is he'll pick them apart, and then he'll say goodbye and thank you. And that will consist. That will be one of his meetings. And
I love
that's
it.
And that's kind of the way it works. I'm not saying that that's what happened with Mitt Romney, but if you read his books, he's very shrewd at what he does in his meetings. And so it's difficult for people. I don't think it's easy for people to really say what Donald Trump's doing in these meetings. I don't think he's necessarily picking people right off the bat. I don't think that's necessarily the purpose. And if you look at the last meeting that he had with those with that media group, you can see it's not always on friendly terms. And that was supposed to have been a confidential off the record meeting. So there's that. The other issue I wanted to bring up is, again, I didn't get a chance to finish this last time I talked to you, was the LAPD chief, Charlie Beck, came up again, and he reiterated his last statement that he's not going to, along with the mayor of L.A., they're not going to respect any of Donald Trump's policy on sanctuary cities. And I think this is going to be a sore point or a sticking point once he gets into office. I don't know what's going to happen, but it'll be a very difficult proposition. So we'll see what happens with that. What
yes,
are your thoughts?
I think it's great insight, Dave.
I like the idea. Donald Trump, very obviously, he brings in friends and enemies. I mean, he played Newt Gingrich like a fiddle. Thank you, Newt.
Yeah.
Newt wanted this, Newt wanted that. Newt walked away empty-handed. I sure as hell hope that he does the same with Mitt Romney, but I'm fairly certain he will.
All right. We got a little break. Dave, hang on. We'll be back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.